I've entitled my homily this morning, Do not be deceived, instead receive. Do not be deceived, but instead receive. The Apostle John, more than any of the other gospel writers, has the clearest teaching on the nature of the devil. Not only in his gospel, here in his second letter, and in the book of Revelation, he says two things about the enemy of our soul. That first of all, he is the accuser of the brothers and sisters, that he's always accusing us. And secondly, he is the deceiver. He is always twisting the truth. So if the devil is the deceiver and the accuser, what about Jesus? John tells us that Jesus is the one who is full of grace and truth. And what does grace impart to us? A sense of our true identity. Rather than it being an accusation, the grace of God comes into our lives so that we can be built up in the faith. And rather than deceiving us, Jesus is always seeking to be the one who shows us the truth, because he is truth personified. So with this in mind, we hear in our reading from 2 John, this is a beautiful little letter, it's only one chapter long. We hear John, who's the elder, speaking to the elect lady. Now, some of the early fathers of the church thought that John was writing to an individual. But the more common and majority opinion is that the elect lady symbolizes the church. And so, in a sense, we could say, in hearing this letter, John the elder is speaking to you and me, as those who are the elect lady, the bride of Christ. And listen to what St. John says to the elect lady, whom I love in the truth. Remember what I said a minute ago, that Jesus is full of grace and truth? His grace, of course, is his love. And here St. John, the elder, the apostle, the bishop is saying, to the church, whom I love in the truth. And then listen to what he goes on to say. I was overjoyed to find some of your children walking in the truth. That is, some of those who belong to the church, they are truly walking in the truth, just as we have been commanded by the Father. So here's the theme that is at the very heart of John's writing, that we are to receive the truth so that we can walk in the truth. And then it goes on to make it very explicit. I don't want you just to walk in the truth in terms of your understanding of the faith, but as Jesus so clearly said, we are to apply it in how we live. For John goes on to write, now, dear lady, I ask you, not as though I were writing a new commandment, but the one that we have from the beginning. Let us love one another. This is the key theme of John's writing. Let us love one another. Why? Because John is the gospel writer who says God is love. He says that in his first letter. And so if it's true that God is love, then in turn we are to love one another. And then he goes on to unpack this a little bit more. And this is love, that we walk according to his commandments. And what is his commandment? Well, Jesus put it so clearly, as I have loved you, so you are to love one another. And what does it mean to love? To love is to will the good of another person. To love is to extend grace to another in our actions, in our attitudes, by the way we are present to people. And John ends the first part of this reading by saying, we must walk in love. Great, John, I want to live that way. But here's the problem. The very next thing he says is many deceivers have gone out into the world. Those who do not confess that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh. In other words, the deceiver says, God who is love has not come in the flesh. God has not manifested to us how we are to live. The deceiver, the devil, says that God has not come. Therefore, we're left on our own. We have no way to know how we are to live. But he, John goes on to say, such a deceiver is the Antichrist, because their whole representation of life in the world is contrary to Christ. That's what the word anti means, against, contrary to. And so listen to how John ends our reading. Be on your guard, so that you do not lose what we have worked for, but may receive our full reward. Beloved friends, one of the ways the deceiver, I think, is seeking to work in our lives today is to have us become so preoccupied with the media and the news, and there is a lot in the news. What's the truth? What's the twist? And so many of us are so preoccupied with following the news that this leads the deceiver to have us doubt the goodness of God. Because that's what the deceiver always does. He wants us to doubt God's goodness. And maybe some of you here today are doubting God's goodness because you're so absorbed with the news. It was true in John's day as well. And John, the apostle, in a world that was full of fake news, to term a very famous phrase today, wanted us to hear the good news. For you see, it's the deceiver who is always giving us the fake news. And it is Jesus who is always giving us the good news. And so to be the church is to be that community that is saying, I want to reject the deceptive news. I want to reject the deceiver, so I can receive into my life, into our life more and more, the one who is full of grace and truth. And listen to how John ends this beautiful reading. Everyone who does not abide in the teaching of Christ, but goes beyond it, does not have God. And then listen, whoever abides in the teaching has both the Father and the Son. This verb to abide is one of the central verbs of John's writing. We are to abide in Jesus the way the branches abide in the vine. And so at this time, the church in a particular way is invited to hear the voice of the apostle. We are the elect lady, and we are to walk in the truth and to love in the truth. May we be inspired to live this way. And as we will receive in a minute in the Eucharist, the one who is the truth, the one who is grace, may he impart to us through his Holy Spirit and his Eucharistic presence the power to go back out into the world and to be men and women who embody by our lives the one who is full of grace and truth.